This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Got an email from a friend of mine that said, sign up, dude. President's going to be at the Coliseum tomorrow for his rally. And I looked at that, and I'm like, that might be interesting. I've never seen a president speak before. Plus, I'd get to see the my favorite thing in the world, which is crowds of people on like a crazy train to somewhere, like lunacy. Yeah, and I'm not saying that because it's Trump's. I say it because I've seen it on both sides, and it's nuts, but I've never been to it before. I would like to kind of see that. So I started to look into it, and it's first come, first serve.
Got to wait, huh?
Yeah, kind of. And then they've got a thing like on this little list that
like
says—
like a lottery drawing?
Yeah, sort of. Like you register, and then you may only register up to 2 tickets per mobile number per event. And then I would like to attend the Victory Leadership Training Day as an option. I don't know what that means. Is that a youth camp? You get confirmation and stuff, but you get to go. But it's tomorrow.
At what time?
Madhouse on McDowell, 7 o'clock. I believe it's 7 o'clock. I want to make sure.
Traffic down there should be nuts.
Oh, it's going to be a nightmare. Yeah, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. That's us. 7 o'clock tomorrow at the Madhouse on McDowell, a Trump rally at the place where.
Then you probably gather there early in the morning for the system.
You tailgate?
I don't know.
Well, if you're.
No, I think
mobile numbers accepted.
I think they email you. I don't know. Oh. I have no clue how this works. It doesn't seem like register. I'll register. I don't know. I don't know how.
That'd be
works.
Funny, like a tailgate, like they do at the Bills games, yeah. Where they're like elbowing through folding tables and stuff.
That's what it says. You register 2 tickets per mobile. Yeah, if you have the Bills Mafia, if the Trump Mafia rolls out, lighting each other on fire and chucking themselves into folding tables,
just hammered. Get the beer hats.
So the Trump Mafia out there is pretty great. Pretty spectacular, amazing group of people. I saw that guy on fire. That was cool.
All tickets are subject to first-come, first-served basis. So the ones they give out, like your phone will bleep out.
Double or triple.
You got to show up, yeah. Ooh, it's like a movie, like when we do the movie things.
Yep.
We give out like 3 times more seats than they've got because they assume some folks aren't going to show.
Take the smoker out there, Brady. You can make some money.
Why don't you?
Sell some sauce in the lot.
Do it. It's a good idea. There's that thing again, Eric.
I don't
that,
have a
that yes nod that means no.
I could probably I don't have a mobile smoker, but we could probably fix that.
You're not doing it. Why not just say no? What is your
because I actually thought about that and I'm like no.
Okay, right, no. There you go. Just say no. You're not going to do it. Like I can see it in your face. Not going to happen.
Cuz it's a little creepy to sell sauce out of the back of your car.
A little. Sauce and meat.
Sauce and
meat. Oh, I've got a nice tent.
Yeah.
You know.
You can say Brady look, right? Saw it. It looks professional.
That's a pretty good idea. Why don't you get down there?
No.
All right. There you go. That's what I'm looking at. That nod, that affirmative nod is so much I'm not going to do it. It's
no.
This sauce isn't going to sell itself, Brady.
That's right.
You're right.
You could probably do a pretty good business out there.
I'm just wondering, you know, wondering the hoops that you have to jump through.
Yeah, just go down there. They'll never
just nearby.
Yeah, you can go until you hit glass.
Right? Yeah, nearby.
Yeah. So they kick you out.
Right, because what they want is a bunch of people with glass projectiles inside.
Well, they can't take them in, John. No, that's why you do it in the lot.
You can't actually
buy I'll wait for them to get out.
For the tailgate part.
After. Yeah. Maybe as they're leaving, you know.
That'd be funny. Brady goes down there. He sets everything up. He's got a smoker, and he's the only one.
You guys ready?
Just immediately. It's like, I've got him lined up, sir.
Take him down. Can't have a guy selling meat and glass projectiles at my thing.
He doesn't like sauce.
No, he doesn't like you. He'd kill you. Anyway.
You put your MAGA tomorrow. Hat on, you'll be all right.
It's going to be interesting. Keep America great. It's CAG now. That's right.
Oh.
That CAG.
It's not as smooth.
CAG.
I think it's great. We went from MAGA to CAG. Just rolls off the tongue. It's such a great, nice off. Kind of light, airy word. CAG. Keep America great. It's a new red hat I have. CAG hats. We'll do CAG stands and all sorts of stuff in the parking lot. It's going to be a great rally tomorrow.
But the President's Day was yesterday. And all the living presidents, I don't know if you guys know this, they hit a bus and they start touring all week long. They just drive around.
It's a party bus?
Just drinking.
doing drugs and running.
Stripper pole?
Oh, just, yeah. There's a strip. It's one of those super party buses. They're strippers. And they just celebrate, you know, their presidents, you know. Carter gets out and fist fights college kids. It's pretty great. You can't kill him. He's indestructible.
Did you throw a shoulder into me?
So before the big rally, the ex-presidents are here for President's Day, and we're going to bring them in. We've got tickets to go see
Korn
and the wrestling, right?
SmackDown's
here Friday. Korn is coming. We got tickets to both of those. And all you have to do is get past our President's Day trivia gauntlet. They're going to do President's Day stuff. Presidential stuff, we'll say. Entertainment-based presidential stuff. And now you just have to get through three presidents. You pick the president. He asks you a question. Boom. You get right through it. It's simple as that. So if you want to play 585-9800, the ex-presidents are rolling in just moments. It's 98.
Station identification. Arizona's most
powerful rock radio station. The presidents are here. It's amazing how many of them are standing outside. They are lit up. Get out of here. Sorry, they're a little early. They're outside. Ready
still
to go.
Still drunk.
President's Day is these guys just put their differences aside. They get blasted. We're coming. Ladies and gentlemen, for President's Day, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, all here. Come on in, guys. Let's bring him in. Everybody, look at this. Oh, my Lord.
Jimmy Carter? Where's Jimmy Carter?
No smoking.
Carter's outside.
Put the cigarettes out.
Carter's so hammered. Carter got a nail gun in the head last night. They can't kill him. We threw him off a two-story building the other night. The guy bounced back up. He's fine. He just sleeps in. He's outside right now. He's out there right now. Come on in, Jimmy.
Woo! I think we should go out and get more whores. Lay down, Jimmy. It's crazy. Just did the Tide Pod Challenge.
How'd that go?
Is that still a thing? I just completed the Tide Pod Challenge.
You and Jenna?
Me and Jenna Bush were doing it. One of my daughters. I'm cross-eyed. I'm so bombed right now. President's Day's a mother...
You're a good dad.
Oh, yeah. I like these guys. I hated them while I was in office. But now, we're all just completely...
How about you, sir? Tide Pods? You
DMT?
And Melania?
No, I'm doing DMT, and I'm seeing stars.
Melania?
Stop saying words. What the is wrong with this guy? You got presidents all over the room.
Mr. President.
And he thinks people want to hear from him. He's always been that way. He's kind of adult. I relied on you to vote for me, and I appreciate your support, idiot.
we're just happy to be here. Day before this show that's coming to town tomorrow. Wait until you see this. It's everything we tried to hide from the public because we thought we couldn't be ourselves. But this new president, this guy,
a little too real.
Changed the game.
So that's why you guys are here? You're tailgating before the...
So we're tailgating before the big rally tomorrow. Dicks out for the president, is what I say.
That's right. We're going to go dicks out for this guy because he is... If I wish to God I'd have known you could do what he does, because I swear I'd have banged Monica right there on TV. Guess who's driving our bus around?
Who's that?
Guess who we hired to drive the bus for President's Day Super Celebration Week?
Who's your
Billy
driver?
Bush.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Here's my nephew. He's got a couple of...
He needs a job.
Yeah, because he gets fired all the time for listening to people talking about grabbing and stuff. Guy didn't even do it. Can't even have a job anymore. It's pretty great. And what'd you guys do for President's Day?
Partied, in your honor.
Did you? Because I did DMT for the first time with Obama. I thought I was black for 4 hours.
Really?
DMT?
Yeah. I went down to New Orleans and realized how much I hate myself. It was unbelievable. It's crazy. Wandered around the Ninth Ward and said, I should have done something here for my people. Did the DMT. The DMT. Demilitarized tones.
You going to do it again?
I'm going to do it every day for the rest of my existence. I saw math. For the first time in my life, I saw math, and math saw me. We are not friends.
Oh, man.
Me and math are angry at each other right now. Next time I do a little of the old TNT, I'm going to probably...
I'd like to see you do some TNT.
Fight math and see if I can end it once and for all. Man's scourge versus math will finally be over.
Hey, George.
I swear to God, there's nothing better than watching this guy. Hi. You haven't lived until you've seen this guy doing TNT.
What happened to Epstein? Can you ask him?
You want me to ask
right now?
Yeah, ask him.
It's a little weird.
Are you curious?
Well, we have to ride home together, so.
Okay.
What'd he say, George?
He wanted to know about the Astros.
I think it's crooked. Did it. Didn't you have something to do with that, you crooked son of a bitch?
Crooked.
if only cheating was a problem, right? Nobody cares about it. I killed Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, nobody ever asked me about that. I killed him with my bare hands. Nobody even notices that the belt he used had my monogram on it. I killed the man dead in his cell. It was unbelievable.
You just don't care.
I don't care anymore. What do I care? You just go kill people. It's pretty great.
I'm glad he did it, because if it wasn't him, it would have been me. And if it wasn't me, George?
Oh, yeah, and I had to kill him, too. I was on the Lolita Express. Heading off to Pedophile Island. They didn't call it that at the time. It was St. John. But when you got there, you knew. This was a weird Boy Scout retreat filled with girls. And, man, I want some more.
No Eagle Scouts.
I want some more of that DMZ. Got to have some more of that. No Eagle Scouts for sure, but everyone stood at attention. That's it. I was in Lolita Express, I don't know, 30, 40 times, and Jeffrey would outfit me with a bunch of underage girls, and I'd have sex with them.
You don't want to say that on
it doesn't matter anymore. He can't get me now. He's dead.
Oh.
And I will deny that fact. I will say you doctored these tapes, and no one will believe you because you look like Alf.
Plus, you have a wife. You can't say that kind of
thing. I don't have a wife, per se. It's a woman that's around a lot. President's Day. Woo!
Party!
Where's Jimmy? We got to keep an eye on him. He'll wander off and kill again.
He's got the nail gun again.
We can get away with anything.
Jimmy's running with scissors.
Oh, Jimmy's got the scissors. He's breakneck speed. You know, we've had 4 relay races. If you were to lay money on that, you'd probably go with Barack. But I'll tell you right now.
Why?
Because he's black. Oh. They're faster than us. This guy doesn't understand. I've seen that in DMT, too. Watched a white man beat a black man in a foot race. It was amazing. That was real. That was Jimmy Carter defeating Barack Obama on the beach in a foot race. And Jimmy had about 30 pounds of weight around his waist.
Amazing.
The man is he's a dynamo. He's a robot. It's unbelievable. Are we ready to play the game?
Yeah, let's do it.
Happy President's Day, you guys.
They're lined up to talk to you guys.
Let's see what we got here. Everybody's going to do a movie from our administration. A quote of some sort. You guess the film, correct?
Yes.
Just so I'm aware.
So we have Matt on the line for you guys.
Matt, are you there?
I am.
Happy President's Day.
Happy President's Day.
You ever done the DMDs? You ever done drugs? You drug guy?
Yeah, I've never been to the DMZ.
Do you have any of the DMB, Dave Matthews Band drug?
No, but I hate the DMV.
Yeah, do you like math? Because I'm trying to stop it in its tracks due to excessive drug use and some sort of hallucinogenic properties that I can make math go away.
And you've gone off the rails, George.
It is the drugs, for sure. I've, in the last 24 hours, crapped my pants 4 times.
Oh, my God.
And made paintings with it because I like to paint. So I'm using feces as my medium.
So not only can we have a beer with you, but we can do drugs as well.
The guy is a weirdo. Digging around in his pants for art, he says. I'm the nutball, and this guy's got a handful of his own dookie.
You guys want to read some movie quotes or what?
Let's sure. Do this. All right. Peter on the phone. What's his name?
Matt.
Matt.
It's not all about Peter.
It's all about dicks and Peter. By the way, not only is it President's Day, it's Vice President's Day. We had to get rid of Dick Cheney. He's on the lam because he was popping caps last night, and he was blowing people up. He tried to blame Obama for it. He said Obama had the gun. People believed him. Of course they did.
Of course they would.
Of course they would. He's from Chicago. They're shooty. All right, which president are you choosing?
Let's go with Obama.
All right, let's do that real quick.
He's kind of the most boring one.
It's probably the best one to get me out of the way.
Okay.
First.
Remember, act.
So this is... Yeah, I'll do the best I can.
Yeah,
this,
you don't want to bark orders at him, Brady.
Right, Brady. This is...
I'm coaching.
Okay.
Brady, if I were to take advice from anyone on the planet about how to publicly speak...
It would be me?
I'm not finished. You interrupted again. I would find a group of mutes, people who have been... decapitated.
I've seen that in the DMB.
bunch of decapitated heads floating around talking. Or crazy town.
And then me?
And then you, and I would have you all do a speech and debate, and then inevitably eliminate you from the ability to give me advice. Have I been clear?
That's an honor, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for understanding.
Bow down, bitch.
That's right. All right, here we go. I'll do a scene from a movie that came out in my administration, and you tell me what exactly. So, aren't you happy you picked me first?
Yeah,
come on. Yeah, here we go. Jack Brennan says, third part of the interview will be titled Nixon the Man. Then Nixon says, as opposed to what? Nixon the Horse? It's a pretty funny moment.
That's a good time.
Then David Frost says, are you saying the president can do something illegal? And then Richard Nixon says, I'm saying that when the president does it, it's not illegal. Well, that's a fact. So it was Richard Nixon and David Frost in a conversation.
Any ideas,
during
Matt?
My
so when are you going to do the scene?
Yeah, just, I think he did.
Did it. I was acting.
Great job.
What are you calling it?
Nixon?
Incorrect.
Nixon. Huh.
So he missed the part. About
a big part.
David Frost.
He was lost in your acting, Mr. President.
Well, I did transform into both Frost and Nixon. So we're going to have to let Peter go.
It's not Peter. His name's Dick.
It was Matt, but he's gone.
Dick Matt. I have one of those.
We have Eric on the line.
You rested?
Erica, oh, man. He's right.
I don't know what just happened, but a dragon just stole my wallet.
You guys are a crew, man.
I think Jeez. It's the goddamn CMT, Country Music Television. Swap my wallet and television. Now I don't even know what I'm watching. What?
You guys are a fun crew.
I'll get it.
No, we got it. It's Eric on the line.
All right.
You want to talk to Eric?
Yeah. Eric, are you there? I thought I was talking to Eric.
There's another Eric.
Damn this TZM.
Freaky.
The TMZ.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, Eric. Other Eric on the phone, Eric. TMZ Eric versus Reality Eric. And one of you has to go. I'm going to have to go ahead and kill the Eric I see.
No, don't do that.
And that way, Eric on the phone will live on in Eric infamy. Is that not true, Eric, on the phone?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
I do, too. Which president would you like to pick for the game?
Well, let's go with you, W.
All right, let's go with me. Here's some quotes from a movie that came out towards the tail end of my administration. So what exactly do you do, Laura? And then Laura says, well, sometimes I read, sometimes I smoke. And then I say, what? And then Laura says, I read and I smoke. And then my dad says, what do you do, Laura? And I say, oh, come on, Dad. And then later in the movie, I say, of course I use a condom, Dad. I'm not dumb. And my dad says, what are you cut out for but partying and chasing tail and getting drunk? Who do you think you are, Kennedy?
That's funny.
And I say, come on, Dad.
Any guesses?
I haven't the slightest clue.
Man. Movie's called W. Starring me as Josh Brolin as me. In the ultimate meta universal swaparoo.
He must not have heard of it.
For a little while there, Thanos was me. With a snap of a finger. I was him.
Sorry, Eric.
Sorry about that. Sorry, it's so confusing.
We got Matthew on the line now.
So let's just get it straight real quick. I'm the dumb one.
Yeah.
But these people have missed Frost Nixon, when clearly he said Frost and Nixon a few times. And then I said W was a movie that came out at the end of my administration. It's gonna be a walk in the park.
These folks aren't getting nothing. These are the
people
that
elected partying last night.
Yeah,
too.
This is the electorate.
Yeah, these are the ones that vote.
These are the folks that made fun of me for my strategery, my occasional
vocabularic missteps.
That happened?
Yeah, sometimes, Brady, I understand that you're a professional broadcaster, but sometimes people have problems with their diction.
I had a
problem with my diction the entire time I had it in office, shooting it on people. And they come back to haunt you, those folks. Don't fire it on anyone.
Bill, we have Matthew ready to play with you.
Hey, Matthew, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, of course I can hear you. Can you hear me? That was my line. Remember when I said that on that pile of people?
I stood
on that pile of dead people and I said, I can hear you. And the people who did this are going to hear us.
You did the Hulk Hogan?
No, I did it. Not this time, ISIS.
You're a real American.
Remember that? Can you hear me? Remember how great that was? Me standing on that pile of dead people? That firefighter and a guy's like, we can't hear you. And I said, I can hear you. It was a great moment in my presidency. I'm so glad 9/11 happened because that made me a hero for a while.
You can't say that.
Oh, man, it was the best day of my life.
No.
Looking back, standing on that pile of dead folks.
Glory days.
Everybody cheering. I was 90%. People liked me. Then, of course, I made it so all of you had no 401ks. Then I was standing on a pile of dead people going, sorry about that.
Give me your house.
Okay. Oh, yeah, everything's all right now. You're welcome.
We survived.
Yeah, like you did it. Takes credit for everything, this guy. You can't even question him because... Do you have a dick, Matt?
I do.
Hey, it's this whole thing I've been hearing about. There's this... this people had it built onto their house. I didn't know what. I was walking around like, oh, it's over by the butt for. Ooh, what's a butt for? I've heard it before. I know the punchline. Prepare yourself for a big one. For pooping, George.
Never gets old.
These guys are children.
Yeah. But they're old men.
So. That's all right. So who are you choosing for President's Day fun in the sun?
Is Reagan one of the choices?
He's been dead for quite a while, but if you'd like to give George some DMB, he'll conjure him.
Okay.
Give me some drugs and I'll bring Reagan back.
Oh, cool.
Watch this.
All right, let's do it.
Well, Mr. Gorbachev.
You're doing the impression.
Tear down this mall.
That's amazing.
Malls are a scourge of capitalism. Pretty good. You want Reagan, but we don't have any Reagan movies, so you're going to pick who you pick and pick somebody real. I'm tired of you already.
Okay, I'll take the first Bush.
He's not here either. He's been dead for a while, too. You realize what death does to people, right? Makes it so they can't talk to you.
Okay, Carter.
He's sleeping on the case. He's been dead for 10 years and hasn't told anybody.
Let's go Bush, Obama,
Bush,
or Clinton.
Bush, Obama, or Clinton. Just make it easy on everybody because nobody remembers Carter and it's a wasted impression.
Clinton.
Finally, go. Jesus Christ.
Like a chick, isn't he? Can't make up his mind.
All right, everybody shut up. This will be good. All right, here we go. Ready? All right, here we go.
Yeah.
All right, good luck. All right. I don't want to do that one. I'm changing my mind. Hang on a tick.
Come on, Bill.
Come on.
Put the muffin down.
I was eating. Hold on. Let me try that one. I don't like that one either. Here we go. This is a good one. I like this one. All right. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go, Peter. Good morning. In less than 1 hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world. And you'll be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind. That word should have a new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. Because aliens! He'd say that. That's what I said in the theater. We will be united in our common interests. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July. And you will again be fighting for our freedom. Because aliens! Not from tyranny or pressure. What?
Are you still going?
That was the scene. It was powerful.
That's it.
That sounds like Independence Day.
That's exactly right. Nailed finally, it. Somebody got one. Good Yay. Work, man. Good job,
Thank
man.
God.
Great job. Finally, we can get back on the bus. Get out of here. Put him on hold. I want to do another one.
With the random person?
One. I want to do another one.
Or just
I
for
do
us?
Another one. I want to do another one.
Well, go ahead.
You got the movie called When Monica Attacks. It's got to be out there. She's a big girl. Fat one, thick. I liked them that way, you know. I like them thick and juicy.
I've heard this.
The big old rump on them. I like to smack them in the back of the head sometimes.
Hillary's kind of thick.
She's Hillary is disgusting.
What do you not understand?
You do not get it. You will never get it. She is.
She's your wife.
Oh.
Why you got to remind him?
Why you got to tell me that I made such an egregious error at Harvard? She told me she was pregnant. I said, how does a woman like you get pregnant?
You could have got divorced, dude.
Yeah, I could have, but it would have ruined a lot of people's careers. All right, ready for this one? George, do this one. Well, I like this one. It's a good one. Got somebody on the line there want to get me?
You want a random person?
I want a random get one. Give me one.
All right. Let's see who this is.
I don't care who you are. I don't really care.
Look at the name on the screen there,
I'm going to call you Liam. Your name is Liam. You got a name? You got to answer it. Hit the button. Are you there?
Oh, wait.
Maybe only I can hear him.
Go ahead.
Are you there?
You talking to me?
I'm talking to you. You talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
Yeah, why don't you step on up here, big boy?
I'm ready.
I will fight you with all eight of my arms because I am Vishnu, the Indian god.
You guys have a connection.
That's right. Do you have any, what is it, LBJ? Got any of that LBJ? I put that stuff in my mouth and for 4 minutes. I float around, I see math, and I know what love feels like because it's made in ribbon.
That's a present. I think LSD is what you're talking
about. No, I'm talking about the DKJs. It's a drug. It's like pot.
I'm ready for you,
Daddy. More
it's natural. It happens right before you die. My daddy told me about it right before he died. I said, oh, my God, I see math, and then he dropped dead.
This guy's a heavy breather.
You got a heavy breather. You're what's, you got a problem with your heart.
I tried to fix it. I tried to give you a little, relief there with the health care, but everybody hated it, so.
My favorite part of math is pie. Of course, I'm talking about the vagina. All right, here. Guess. Guess a movie. Okay. Came out during my administration. All right, here we go. Now, I know everybody's. Well, hang on a second. I almost had a curse.
Don't do that.
Almost made a curse. Hang on, here we go. Now, I know everybody's emotional right now, but I got a three-point plan that's going to fix everything. We got this guy called Not Sure, and he's got a higher IQ than any man alive, and he's going to fix everything. So everybody shut the up. Leave it to Not Sure.
Any ideas, guy typing?
This guy with plants crave. Electrolytes.
No, I do not.
Oh, that's too bad.
Electrolytes got what plants crave. Nothing.
Plants crave.
Electrolytes got what plants crave.
Waterworld.
Waterworld is incorrect.
Oh, man. So close.
That's one of the worst guesses.
Man, great presidential movie.
Why, again, I'm the dumb one, but why in a world of water would we be worried about plants outside of maybe algae? Maybe plankton. Is that a plant? No,
it's a character.
It's a small fish lives in there with sponges. Hey, George, you like math? I hate math. 67 plus 2. 67 plus 2 is 67. 70. No.
Final answer?
68. You're almost there. 68. 69. That's it. I made him say it. There's no way he's ever done it.
You guys got good seats for tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, we're right up front. I brought a bucket of rotten tomatoes for the Dead Bob show tomorrow because it's going to be amazing.
This guy is unbelievable. So head on over to your president's celebration tomorrow and look for us up front. We'll be dressed like frat boys with our hats on backwards, chucking fruit and vegetables.
I'll be the one levitating above the crowd.
Crowd surfing?
Fighting evil. Math. I hate it. All right, let's get out of here, guys. That's enough.
Don't forget
you guys
have
smokes. A happy... Shut up. Have a happy President's Week. Somebody wake up Carter. Let's get out of here. We need a driver. All right.
There they go.
I want to hang with those guys.
It'll be a fun week. Look at them running. They'll run everywhere. They never walk anywhere. They all three run.
The running of the presidents.
Got to get from A to B. They're in a hurry. No Secret Service, not a care in the world.
Look at legacy, what that Molly does to Bush.
Legacy cement. Oh, he's running all over. He's floating.
There you go. Congratulations to our one winner. There you go. The presidents. It's President Week. It's 98.
Station identification.
K-U-K-U.